You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.
Welcome to the Daily Nationalist. Today's date is Friday the 3rd of September 2021, and you're listening to me, Sven Longshanks, streaming at radioalbion.com. Once again, we've reached the end of another week, and the weekend is here, and you know what that means. That means we have Grandpa Dan with us here today, all the way from Texas. Grandpa, good day, sir. How are you doing?
I'm not going to lie. I'm suffering hard from clown world fatigue. This is just I've got the fatigue bag, but I'm going to try to soldier on through yet another enlightening story this week.
Well, it is. We do have another clown world story, but it's something that we see happening all the time. All the time we complain about what's going on in the universities and how the universities are brainwashing the students, and how the students come out of the universities and they become teachers and then they brainwash the children. And we can see that with the cultural Marxist ideas that are being promoted everywhere, and the social justice warrior ideas that we see. But it's rare that they actually come out, these teachers actually come out and say, yes, we are Antifa. And of course, they will then hide behind it and say, well, we just mean we're against fascists. But in actual fact, Antifa are a terrorist organization. I know Donald Trump wanted to get them banned as a terrorist organization because they use violence to shut down the other point of view. They can't stand to hear another person's point of view, basically. And they accuse us of being bigots, but that is in actual fact what bigot means. It means refusing to hear another's point of view. And the news story that we have today is about one of these teachers who has been exposed by Project Veritas. A California high school Antifa teacher was placed on paid leave for his actions in the classroom after a fraught school board meeting. He admitted to working on turning kids into revolutionaries in a Project Veritas video. So he's been really open here. He's actually been caught saying that's what he's doing with these children. He's trying to turn them into mini-me revolutionaries. He wants them to go out there and get violent at protests, basically. He wants to have a revolution in America, a violent revolution, and overturn the system and replace it with the system that Mao Zedong introduced into communist China, because that's what these Antifa are. They're basically communists. They don't seem to understand that communism has been responsible for more deaths than any other ideology in the history of the world. They don't seem to understand that it caused the destruction of Russia, and they want that for us today. And this isn't a fringe movement. This is going on in the schools. This is what the children are being indoctrinated with. Grandpa, what do you make of this? You're the one that actually found this article, but apparently it's a very, very popular article over there in America at the moment.
Well, I don't think for an instant that this deal here is a one-off incident. Do you think this is the only one of these types of people in the schools? I mean, and not just here in America. I mean, the stories you do on Daily Nationalist there, you know, on these education system there in Britain, you have all of this openly anti-white race hate agenda being played out. It's this guy here. He was just on camera mouthing off. And as we go through the story, you know, the school board, of course, now that there's an uproar over it, the school board's running around. At one point, they literally flee the school board meeting, sneak out the back door. That's democracy for you. Our elected representatives run away from the people when they're angry. But the one thing that never gets covered is who the hell hired this guy. I mean, they act like, oh, because as we look, and I'm sure you'll put up a link to the article itself. I mean, you know, one look at this guy, you're not like, oh my gosh, I'm shocked to find out he's an Antifa. I mean, you look at the guy, and it was just like he practically might as well have a T-shirt on. So nobody asked the question, who hired this guy in the first place? Does anybody have a doubt that if the video wasn't ever taken, this guy would be going along his merry way trying to create little revolutionaries? And you pointed out that this is about communism, and these people aren't aware that communism is responsible for the deaths of millions and millions of people. It's a horrible ideology, the most murderous ideology ever. But maybe they are aware of that. You know, as you said, they want this for us. People like this always think, and you look at communist revolutions in the past, and the one thing you see is a lot of the people like on the ground, like promoting it, they think that they're going to somehow, when the dust settles, they're going to be in the safe group. They're going to be in the group at the top. And then when it doesn't work out that way, they always wind up just being totally, totally shocked that they're not part of the elite group. You have all of these white people that promote the anti-white race hate agenda, and they think that, well, if they get their way and the dust settles, they'll be like in a special reserved category of white people that won't need to be, you know, some sort of, I don't know, punishment exacted on. Of course, it's utterly foolhardy. The thing I think we'll wind up taking away from this article is understanding that this guy is not, by any stretch of the imagination, the only one of these people that are in the school. You see this overall agenda being pushed. This guy's just somebody who got outed, he got put on video, and, you know, there's an uproar over it. But I think people should understand there's many, many more of these people pushing this very same agenda, maybe not as openly as this guy, but this very same agenda in a lot of schools.
Well, he does actually admit that he's not the only one like this that's in his school. And I dare say the people that actually employed him probably support what he's doing. And yes, he was actually wearing the T-shirt. He is wearing the Antifa T-shirt. He does have the Antifa flag in his classroom, and it would still be there if Project Veritas hadn't secretly recorded him. Gabriel Guyp will be removed from his post as an AP government teacher at Indicombe High School, the school board announced on Wednesday. He was placed on paid leave that morning after allegedly violating the Natomas Unified School District's school policies regarding displaying political material and advocating for political outcomes, after a hidden camera video emerged in which he boasted about turning Sacramento's children into mini-me revolutionaries. Nearly 500,000 angry parents and viewers, either online or in person, turned out to air their grievances. Guyp has earlier bragged about indoctrinating kids into the ways of Antifa in a clip released by muckraking conservative journalism outlet Project Veritas. In the ensuing uproar, the school revealed it would be taking the legally required next steps to place the teacher on unpaid leave and fire the teacher. The subsequent Wednesday board meeting, which was live streamed online, was swarmed with angry parents who clearly wanted more than the removal of one bad teacher. So just think about this. 500,000 people were actually watching this and demanding that this teacher resign. And yet he thinks that everybody supports him. And the idea that he gets that everybody supports him is when Antifa go out there and they attack nationalists who are trying to hold a demonstration, they don't get arrested. If they do get arrested, they just get let off. When we saw the Black Lives Matter riots, we saw looting, we saw places being burned down, we saw people being savagely beaten up. And when the police were arresting these rioters, they were just being let go, and you had all these Hollywood stars that were paying for solicitors, and they were paying bail for all these rioters, and so nothing was done about it. So that really says to them, well, they do condone what you're doing, and when you compare that to nationalists who get arrested and charged simply for saying things, not for doing anything violent, but for just being critical of government policy. I mean, it really does seem as if the government are supporting people like this, and he is then indoctrinating these children with these ideas, and the parents are then shocked that their children are coming out with pro-homosexual ideas or pro-transgender ideas or talking about homosexual activities when they're 6 or 7 years old. And this is the reason for it. It is teachers like this. I am pleased to see that there were 500,000 people that were trying to get this guy removed. I mean, that does encourage me. That says to me that there are still normal people around that understand how bad this is. But it's not just this one teacher. It's the whole system is now teaching our children maladaptive ideas and things that they should not be learning about until they are adults. What do you make of the school's response here, Grandpa?
Well, I like that they say they're going to get rid of this guy for violating their policy. But once again, as we go through the story, this guy's very open. He was very open in the classroom with what he was doing. What did the principal of the school never drop in? Did like nobody go in there and peek in this guy's class and see what kind of material and flags and pamphlets he had hanging all over the place? The school board's trying to duck this one. They're trying to act like nobody knew this was going on. So they're saying we're inept. We're just our defense here is that we're incompetent. We didn't know what this guy was doing, even though he was blatantly doing it. Now they're running around saying, oh yeah, we're going to get rid of this guy because he was violating our policy about not displaying political materials. Well, they knew this was going on all along and did nothing. Now I was just sitting here just thinking about the cognitive dissonance that's required to have the mindset of these people. As you said, they think they have this, they think they have the quote unquote support of the people. They also think they're quote unquote fighting the system. And the reason they think this is when they go out and attack regular people that are protesting something, the government won't prosecute them. They think they're fighting the system that won't prosecute them. I just don't know. I just can't imagine the mental gymnastics that have to be involved to do that. Oh, I go out and attack people and the government doesn't prosecute. And I said, well, they think that the government, it's like the government supports. Well, obviously the government does support them. I'll just go ahead and lay that out. I'll say it. The government absolutely supports what these people do. Yes, what they do is literally terrorism when they're using violence to silence political opposition and to try to force people into their political views. That is basically textbook terrorism. And the government supports this. And we can see this by the fact that if you have this company, you have regular people, nationalists, or if it's just people protesting that they don't like something, some communist leftist agenda that's being promoted at their school board or whatever, people show up and they protest over it. These people show up, physically attack them. And if the regular people defend themselves, when the cops show up, we all know how this plays out. The regular protesters that usually go through all the hoops of getting a permit and they're exercising their First Amendment rights, they're the ones that get arrested for defending themselves. These people go through the revolving door, disappear. Nothing ever happens to them. So let's just call it a spade what a spade is. And obviously they are being supported. The government does support what they're doing by the very fact that these people are never prosecuted. The only people that ever get prosecuted are the ones who are trying to play by the rules and who might just so happen to defend themselves. Because what are they going to do? I mean, if you're out there holding a protest and somebody runs up on you and attacks you, I mean, you're going to defend yourself. And then, of course, you get thrown in jail. What does that do? It shuts down all political dissent, all dissent against the government. Who benefits? They don't want you dissenting against these programs they're putting in place that you don't like. Well, if you show up and protest, they just let these people come in, attack you, and if you defend yourself, you get arrested and they don't. Who benefits from it? Those who don't want you disagreeing with these policies.
That's also interesting, the sort of causes that they campaign against. The most recent one was the Wee Spa incident, where there was a transsexual that went into a women's beauty salon and exposed himself to the children that were there. So they were protesters. They protested. They said that you shouldn't allow these transgenders into the salon. So the Antifa came out there and they beat up the protesters and they caused lots of fights. And I noticed the other day Andy Ngo has done some more research into this. And it turns out that this transsexual that was exposing himself to the children, he's a sex offender. So they were basically defending this sex offender. And we have seen them defending pedophiles, basically, and calling it minor attraction and things like this. All these sort of really sick causes that we can see that will probably end up being legalized further on down the road. It's Antifa that are campaigning for them. One parent complained that without warning, her daughter's constitutional law class was changed into a social justice class, while others likened the lack of accountability to school board scuffles over mask wearing and sex education. Parents are already freaked out over inappropriate sex education and critical race theory, and now they find out that their kids are being indoctrinated and recruited by a teacher. Marilyn Jackson, president of Christian group Pray for Safe Schools, lamented. So what do they mean by inappropriate sex education? They mean that children are being taught about anal sex at a very young age. They mean that children are being taught about transgenderism. They're being taught about how transgenders have sex. They're being taught about that people can actually change their gender. They're being taught that it is perfectly fine to have two males together adopting a child, and the promotion of homosexuality. What is this critical race theory? Well, that is just blaming white people for absolutely everything and twisting history to try and make it seem as if white people are responsible for all the problems that the world has, and also inserting black people into history in particular where there were none before. And if there weren't any black people in history, saying, well, the reason for that is because they were oppressed, it's because the white people were being racist, that's why there weren't black people in this European country 100 years ago. So now, on top of all of that, which the parents have obviously got upset about, they now discover that their kids are being encouraged to go to these protests, and this teacher is specifically trying to turn them into revolutionaries. And he would still be doing this if Project Veritas hadn't recorded him. And the reason why they recorded him is because somebody got in touch with them and said, this teacher has an Antifa flag displayed at the school. He has a picture of Mao Zedong in his classroom, and nobody's doing anything about this. The school thought that all of this was perfectly fine. This is why you really need to be homeschooling your children now. And I'm pleased to know that America has organizations like Pray for Safe Schools who are looking into this sort of thing, and they have Project Veritas. And I'm very sad to say we don't appear to have anything like this over here in Britain. What do you make of what this parent has to say here about the critical race theory and the sex education, Grandpa?
Well, as it highlights once again that people need to be out of the cities. If you're going to send your kids, if you're sending your kids to a school in a little small rural town somewhere, you're not going to have this kind of crap, you know. And if somebody does slip in there, people are going to know about it real quick. That's one thing about living in a small town. Everybody knows your business. This guy isn't going to just be flying along here and nobody knows about it. Everybody's going to know about it. So first off, this highlights how people, I think, really ought to be out of the city. And secondly, if not, as you pointed out, Sven, people really, I mean, you got to do the homeschool. Do we really, you know, because when you get into homeschool, you brought up homeschooling. People always, what's always the argument against it? Oh, these kids need socialization. Well, here's your socialization. So it's indoctrination. It's not socialization. I don't see any positive. What socialization outweighs this sort of garbage that's being foisted on kids? This is just, you know, it's in your face, and we don't even have to connect. I mean, we talk about connecting the dots. You don't even have to connect the dots. The picture is drawn out for you. I feel silly even pointing all of these things out, because now we've reached this point. It's completely in everybody's face. I if you don't see it at this point, you're just purposely not looking.
I should also point out that there's, in sex education, the idea that sex is there to actually produce children, that's gone right out the window. And there's 250-odd genders or sexualities that apparently these kids are now being taught, which is all a recipe for the disintegration of the nation, because the smallest unit of the nation is the family, and all of this attacks the family, basically, the unit of the mother, the father, and the child. Well, one student's father even denounced the offending teacher as evil, declaring there is no excuse for communism on American soil and calling for a criminal probe. I look at the school children's faces and they are pure innocence, pure love, he shouted, raging that these evil people are putting stuff into them. This has got to stop. If you cannot protect your child, there is no hope of being alive. There is no need to even have the United States. So it's good that he's getting wound up over this, but this is not the first time this is happening. This has been going on for years now, and this is what they are attacking, is the innocence of children. I mean, when you're telling 5-6-year-olds about the mechanics of homosexual activities, you're destroying their innocence. When you tell them that these people are, it's good to be gay and all this sort of thing, you're encouraging them to go down that path as well. And if an adult wants to be homosexual, that's an adult's business. But the fact is, a homosexual is defined as a homosexual because he engages in homosexual acts. If you've then got children that are identifying as homosexual, it means that they must have been abused in some way, because homosexual acts must have occurred to them for them to be able to identify as homosexual. Nobody points this out. There's all these really damaging ideologies that are being taught to these children. We know that homosexual life expectancy is lower than other life expectancy. We know that they're more likely to have disease. We know they're more likely to get depressed. We know the same with transgenders. They're more likely to get depressed. They're more likely to get suicidal. Why would we celebrate these things? Why would we encourage our children to go down those paths? Shouldn't we be encouraging them not to go down those paths and doing all we can to protect them? And it's teachers like this that think that the things that I'm saying here are the wicked and the evil things. I'm the evil one for wanting to preserve children's innocence. What do you make of this student's father here, Grandpa, and what he has to say about the teacher?
I was just sitting here thinking about your words. You just said there's been evil will be called good and good is called evil. Seems like I've read about that. I've read that line somewhere before. No, I mean, he's absolutely right. I mean, and it's good that he's calling evil evil, and it should be called out. And this line of you cannot protect your child, there's no hope of being alive. There's no need to even have the United States. And again, he's right about that. I mean, we're at this point now. They essentially, in every aspect of our society now, they say that the children belong to them. You're just kind of, if you're lucky, they'll allow you to be their caretakers. It's, you know, especially with the, the virus stuff, they're having, you know, over here, they're having fights over mask mandates in school instead of saying, well, the parents can decide that. No, that's going to be decided for you. Everything about your children now is decided for you. And you don't really, you aren't supposed to get any say in it. So what does that tell us? What's the overriding message? The state owns your children. I mean, at one point in time, when do we stop pretending we live in some sort of quote unquote land of the free? We've surrendered all of our rights. We've basically been told that we have no autonomy over our own bodies. We have no autonomy over our own children. I mean, this encroaches further and further. You've pointed out the sex ed stuff, which is really, we've just gone way over the top. In these schools with the sex ed, it's just become ridiculous. They're teaching every sort of degeneracy. The church as an institution has completely surrendered and given itself over to this. There's just like, I agree with this guy. There's no need to have the United States. It's not a force for good anymore. It's just completely a promotion of everything that's evil. Everything that, I mean, this guy has a picture of Mao in his classroom, somebody that historically documented is responsible for the deaths of millions of people. And that's somehow a-okay. That's somehow in this person's mind, that's a good thing. Well, it's how much clown world is too much. Like I said at the beginning of the show, this sort of stuff, well, I'm just suffering. I'm suffering from clown world fatigue. It's just, we're supposed to live in this democracy. Well, how come none of the people are getting any sort of real say in these matters? I mean, sure, they're going to run around now and try to cover their ass now that there's been a stink raised about it. But as we've pointed out over and over already in the story, they knew what was going on. They knew who they were hiring. They knew what he stood for. They knew what he was doing in the classroom. Now they're just running around trying to cover themselves since there's been an outrage. How many more of these teachers are out here doing this exact same thing?
You know, they're supposed to be politically neutral in schools, and yet all of this is left wing that they're promoting to these children. During the Project Veritas video, Guype snarked that he has 180 days to turn the children into revolutionaries, a claim he has reportedly delivered to at least one class of students themselves. Asked by the Project Veritas reporter how he was so certain he could indoctrinate his charges in a single school year, he responded, "I scare the F out of them." Guype wanted to make back to school uncomfortable, hence a decision to paper his classroom wall and ceilings with Antifa flags and Mao portraits, and give extra credit for attending protests. He also reportedly bought a series of rubber stamps featuring the faces of famous dictators alongside catchphrases to be used on grading assignments, and acknowledged that to really accomplish his goals, you really need to retrain the way people think. So he's really talking about brainwashing these children here, making them uncomfortable, and part of that was putting up this Antifa flag. He had one pupil that said he felt uncomfortable with the flag there, and of course to this teacher that meant that the child must be a fascist, and only a fascist would not like to see a flag that is associated with all this violence. And just to go back to something you were saying there, Grandpa, about freedoms and all the freedoms that we have. I mean, what freedom means? It means freedom to give in to temptation. And what real freedom is freedom from temptation. And what this guy wants, he just wants everybody to be free to do everything with no consequences. And of course, all of this has consequences. All of this immorality has terrible consequences for the women that end up taking abortions, having abortions, and feeling dreadful about that for the rest of their lives, and being taught that abortion is a good thing and it's a wonderful thing, and we see these feminists that are advocating for it, and it's all tied in with human rights. I mean, just human rights itself, it sounds like a good thing, doesn't it? The rights of the human. But what it basically means is the rights of humans to kill other humans, the right to abortion, the right to indoctrinate children with pro-homosexuality, the right to indoctrinate children with transgenderism. What they're pushing for now under human rights is the rights for children to consent to sex. And children cannot consent to sex. It's always going to be rape because they're innocent children. They don't understand what it means to consent, the same as they don't understand what it means to consent to go on to a transgender pathway. Grandpa, what do you make of what he wants to do here? He wants to make going back to school uncomfortable and retrain the way these children think?
Well, he was teaching high school kids. I think in a way, I mean, not to minimize what's happened here, but in a way, I think he's way overestimating his ability to influence high school students. He probably gets these papers and thinks, oh, this is really good. They understand. They get it. They're succumbing to my induction, you know, without having a clue that, you know, they figure out right away what this dumbass wants to hear. So that's what they write down and turn in. You know, I can imagine students sitting in his class eye rolling at this guy, and he thinks, you know, boy, he's really, no, they, I mean, high schoolers figure out pretty quick, okay, this is what this person wants to hear. This is what I've got to fill out on my paper to get a good grade so I can get out of this stupid class and get out of here. But this guy's so full of himself that he thinks, you know, he's really, really being really, really being successful at this. And I was also sitting here, just imagine if this class instead was being taught by a historian and says, OK, we're going to get rid of all emotionalism, and we're going to actually look at, say, positive things that happened in the economy for Germany under the Third Reich. Oh my gosh, can you imagine the amount of outrage? This wouldn't have been allowed by the school board in for 5 seconds. And again, this guy was doing this. The only reason any outrage has been raised because this video was done and caught him bragging about it. But the school board is not innocent. They knew this was going on. They turned a blind eye to it, which meant they supported it. People are gonna run this guy out. They're gonna fire this guy. But what about the school board? The entire school board needs to be gone. Anybody associated, where was the principal of the school? They need to be fired. School board needs to be fired. All these people need to be fired. They just know that the outrage will last for a week or so. They'll get rid of this guy who will probably go on to teach somewhere else. It'll all settle down and things can go back to normal, quote unquote normal for clown world.
Well, Guype insisted that he isn't the only individual recruiting school kids for Antifa. And in the video, he says not the only one at that particular school. So there's obviously going to be more in these other schools. And there's quite clearly another one that is already there at this Sacramento school that hasn't been identified. And thankfully, it was one of these school children that actually got in touch with Project Veritas. You know, you were talking about the standard of the actual kids that will be at this high school, Grandpa. One of them was bright enough to get in touch with somebody to record this because he knew what was going on was wrong. Although Guype insisted he isn't the only individual recruiting school kids, his ideological fellow travelers on social media were quick to disavow his actions. There's a way to present revolutionary thought to students, but that is absolutely not it, one Twitter user bemoaned. Well, they're not supposed to be presenting revolutionary thought to students at all, not anyway. They're supposed to be completely unbiased. They're supposed to be completely unpolitical. They're supposed to be teaching these students to be able to weigh things up and argue from both sides and see both points of view. And that's not what teachers are nowadays doing. They're trying to indoctrinate children into seeing things from only one point of view and being completely intolerant of anybody else's point of view, which is the opposite of the way I was brought up. I was always brought up to be as tolerant as possible of people having different views. Nowadays, all you have to do is just disown the other person as a racist or a white supremacist, and that completely negates their views and means that they should be completely silenced, which is bigotry. I mean, it's the height of hypocrisy to call us bigots when there's nothing more bigoted than what groups like Antifa do. Per his lawyer's advice, Guype told fellow Antifa to steer clear of the board meeting. However, a mother at the school agreed that Guype was not alone in his conversion quest, explaining that there was subtle indoctrination going on in the other classes too. All the stuff we've been saying, they have admitted to. Dumbfounded Periscope user Oreo Express marveled while waiting in a long line to get into the meeting. Comedian Rob Schneider joked that he never in his life thought he would watch an entire school board meeting, but that this one was absolutely riveting. And he wasn't the only one to think so, with close to 500,000 people tuning in on Periscope alone to watch the drama unfold. Indeed, the drama got so hot that the school board members took a recess, returned, took another recess, and ultimately snuck out the back door before anyone realised what was going on. So we still don't know what the final upshot of all of this is, but I am interested to know what your final thoughts on all of this are, Grandpa.
Democracy means that your so-called elected officials sneak out and hide from you when they get caught promoting things that you don't like. I have to marvel and laugh. I just have to laugh that per his lawyer's recommendation, he was asked fellow Antifas not to show up. Like the bad optics. Like his lawyer had to tell him, you know, hey, might be kind of a bad look if y'all show, you know, if your fellow terrorists show up and do a terrorism and attack people at the school board meeting. I kind of wish they had. I kind of wish they would have rolled with those optics. Of course, then again, nothing would have happened. We know how that plays out. I just thought that was funny. His lawyer had to advise him, you know, hey, might be kind of a bad look to have your buddies show up and attack these people that are outraged over all this. So might not better go down that road. And let's not forget that right now, as of right now, as far as we know, this guy is still getting paid. He is on paid leave. They're going through the process to go ahead and to dismiss him while the school board is running out the back door. School board's running out the back door. Now, if things are this corrupt and things are this bad at the school board level, I mean, this is local politics. This isn't even like, you know, we know when we're dealing with the federal government that that's so far, they live in a bubble so far distant to what the people want, the people's desires, the people's point of view. We know that, but this is a local issue. This is a local school board, and they're running around isolating themselves. They're promoting this agenda, and then they run and hide out the back door. Yes, yes, indeed. This is surely the democracy in action.
Well, thank you very much for coming on today, Grandpa. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening. I will be back on Monday with more of the Daily Nationalist for you. God bless and hail victory.
You're listening to Radio Albion, talk radio for the nationalist community.